Magnificent Montague, starring Monty Woolley. Yes, it's the Magnificent Montague, the Saturday night transcribed feature on NBC's All-Star Festival of Comedy, Music, Mystery, and Drama. Brought to you by Anacin, for fast relief from pain of headaches, neuritis, and neuralgia. By RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in recorded music, and first in television. And by Chesterfield, always milder, better tasting, cooler smoking, plus no unpleasant aftertaste. Before we hear from the Magnificent Montague, let's hear from Anacin. If you would like to know a quick, easy way to ease the pain of a headache, neuritis, and neuralgia, then by all means, try Anacin. Your own dentist or physician may at one time or another have handed you an envelope containing Anacin tablets. Then you already know how incredibly fast and effectively Anacin brings relief. Anacin is like a doctor's prescription. That is, Anacin contains not just one, but a combination of medically proven active ingredients. For your own sake, try Anacin. Anacin is sold to you on this guarantee. If the first few tablets do not give you all the relief you want, as fast as you want it, you may return the unused portion and your money will be refunded. You can get Anacin tablets at any drug counter. Anacin comes in handy boxes of 12 and 30 tablets and economical family-sized bottles of 50 and 100. And now, the Magnificent Montague. Ladies and gentlemen, this year in Westport, Connecticut, they are breaking ground for a new theater, an exact replica of the Globe Theater where Shakespeare's plays were presented over 300 years ago. For his great work in the Shakespearean theater, Edwin the Magnificent Montague has been selected to break the ground in a ceremony to be called Edwin Montague Day. Of course, they don't know that this Hamlet, this Macbeth of yesteryear, is now Uncle Goodhart, hero of an afternoon radio program. Lily, his wife, and Agnes, the Montague maid, are getting ready for the great day in Westport.
What is it, honey?
Did the janitor bring up the trunk with Edwin's summer clothes?
Yeah, here. Take a look in this trunk. It's a cafeteria for moths.
Moths? Were they bad?
Bad? I don't mind them eating his clothes, but when they fly out and spit the buttons in my face, that's too much.
Don't exaggerate. Well, these white flannels of his don't look bad.
They were wrapped in this newspaper.
Newspaper?
Yeah, look at this headline. Roosevelt sworn in as president.
Roosevelt?
Yeah.
Imagine the last time Edwin wore those flannels.
Listen to the article. In an impressive ceremony at the White House, Theodore Roosevelt took the oath of office.
Oh, here's his white linen suit.
It's a little yellow around the edges, ain't it?
I remember the first time I saw Edwin in that suit. It was during the war. It was a big war bond rally. Edwin did Hamlet's soliloquy.
Then Lincoln got up and gave his Gettysburg address.
Oh, come, Agnes. Edwin isn't that old.
He ain't, huh? Then what about this invitation I found in the trunk? Dear Edwin, come down for the weekend. Mount Vernon's lovely now. Signed, George and Martha.
Oh, Edwin.
That ain't George Raft and Martha Ray, you know.
Oh, stop making things up. Edwin is still a young man. Oh, just think, Agnes. Tomorrow afternoon will be the high point in his career. It will be Edwin Montague Day in Westport. Whoever thought of that must love Edwin.
Whoever thought of it must hate Westport.
It's going to be a wonderful afternoon. Edwin's oldest friend in the theater, Mr. Jarvis, is in charge of the arrangements. They're giving Edwin a silver shovel. He's going to shovel the first piece of ground. Then he's going to make a speech.
He'll still be shoveling.
Ah, you're silly.
I'll get the phone. The residence of Edwin Montague and Lily Boway and Agnes on this end. Who?
No kidding! Baby doll, you're in town! Oh, stop that. Oh, please. Oh, all right here. Yeah, I love you, too. Hurry up over. We're expecting you.
Agnes, who is that?
Your husband's father.
The old man?
Cyril Montague himself, the greatest Shakespearean actor of all time. What a doll.
Oh, but of course, he came in to join us for Edwin Montague Day. Oh, he must be very proud. Do you hope they get along with each other this time?
They'll murder each other. The battle of the century, the great Montague versus the magnificent Montague.
Oh, Agnes, now don't provoke them. The old man came all the way from his estate in Vermont just to honor Edwin. Maybe he's finally going to admit that Edwin can act too.
85 years old and he has Edwin on the ropes every time.
I think Edwin's up.
There he is, the great Caruso.
Agnes, remember, be nice to him.
Yeah. Good morning, darling.
Good morning, darling.
Good morning, Agnes.
Good morning, darling.
This is nice. Everybody's happy and getting along.
Good. I feel wonderful this morning. I'm even looking forward to one of Agnes's breakfast. I feel like living dangerously.
He has to get nasty. For a second there, he had me lulled into a false sense of security.
Now, Agnes, be happy.
Okay.
Well, I must say, that's the most intelligent thing she's said in 25 years.
Hey, Monster, you're going to have breakfast here or are you going over to the blood bank for it?
Agnes, please. Get Edwin's coffee.
Okay, honey. Ah, poor Lily. Bride of Frankenstein.
No, Lily, why do you insist on allowing Agnes out of her room when she has distemper?
Oh, nice, Edwin.
The poor thing should be at the vet.
Edwin, tomorrow's your big day. Oh, I'm so proud of you.
Ah, Lily, recognition at last. But, Lily, if they ever find out I'm in radio and that I deserted the theater...
They never will. Now, don't even think of it.
You're right. Yes, Lily, 25 years of faithfulness to the theater... Let's overlook the fact that I had to sink to radio.
Here's your coffee. If it's just the way you like it, let me take it back.
Oh, Agnes, your beautiful voice, it continues to baffle me. I don't know whether to answer you or throw you a fish.
Edwin, drink your coffee. There.
Good. You can hardly taste the arsenic.
Edwin, I have a big surprise for you.
Mm.
Guess who's in town? Your father.
Oh, close.
Edwin.
I knew he'd do it. Oh, he can't see me have any success without stealing the spotlight from me.
Now, Edwin, that's all past. He's here to honor you. He wouldn't take any of the spotlight away from you.
He wouldn't. Lily, my father would steal the applause from an animal act.
Oh, Edwin.
Lily, he's just jealous of my great success in the theater.
Jealous? Sarah Montague, jealous? Edwin, your father is history. The greatest Shakespearean actor this country's ever known.
You see, Lily, he's not even in the house yet, and I'm suddenly a nothing. Lily, if he'd only realize that I'm a grown man, a great actor, he still thinks I'm an amateur who needs his acting lessons.
Now, Edwin, I just know that finally the two of you are going to get... Oh, that's your father. Agnes.
I'll get the door. Welcome, Mr. Montague.
Agnes, come here, you lovely wench. Give me a kiss.
Me.
Ah, Lily, Gad, you get more luscious every year.
Hello, Dad.
Kiss me, you little devil.
Dad!
Watch yourself, honey. It's a pincher.
Excuse me. May I interrupt this orgy long enough to say hello to my father?
Hello, Sonny.
Father, to think you came all the way to New York just to share.
To think you came all the way to New York. Still talking like you've got marbles in your mouth, aren't you?
Oh, Dad, don't start again.
I spent my whole life trying to teach you how to speak correctly, and what comes out? To think you came all the way to the
old... Oh, Dad, please.
And stop your whining.
Dad, now sit down and have some breakfast with us.
Yes, Dad, have breakfast. Agnes, you must be finished mutilating the breakfast by now. Bring it in.
Here are the eggs, toast, sausages. Dig in, folks.
Here, let me help you, Dad.
Thank you, Lily. Yes, yeah, so they're giving you a day, eh, Sonny?
Well, Dad, after all, it's been...
Stop talking with your mouth full of food, Sonny. Wipe the egg off your face. Straighten your tie. Appearance, son, appearance.
Look, Dad, I...
You can't be an actor and be sloppy. Appearance is everything. Now, how many times have I told you, if you walk into a producer's office looking like a pig, you'll never get a job?
Edwin.
Father, please try and understand this for the last time. I've spent 25 years on stage as a big star, so please stop talking to me as though I were about to play my first part in a high school play.
This is the curse of being in the theater, Lily. You never have time to bring your children up right.
After all, Dad, Edwin was one of the biggest stars in the theater.
Thank you, Lily. I was beginning to think you had forgotten that.
Big star? In my day, you couldn't carry the spear for us stars. We were giants in our days. E.H. Southern, Edwin Booth, your godfather, Sonny. David Warfield, and me, Cyril Montague.
Ah, look, Dad, you weren't the only great actor.
Please, Edwin, I didn't come here to argue. You know I'm proud of you.
Well, coming from you, thanks.
I never denied it. Sonny, you've gone about as far as a man could go without talent.
Oh, how I love this man.
I'm not going to sit here and listen to this.
Edwin, stay here.
Ah, Lily, I'll never forgive myself. I should have sent him to dental school.
Dental school?
It's this tooth that hurts, Doc.
Quiet. Father, I'm not a baby. I'm a grown man. I'm 43 years old.
43? Why, Edwin, you're...
Quiet, Lily. Every year you push him up, I go with him.
What a family.
Oh, now let's talk. We've got so many things to discuss. Jarvis, chairman of Edwin Montague Day, is coming up here to discuss final plans.
Jarvis? That little scamp. He was one of my pages when I did King Richard III. Now there's a boy that made a name for himself in the theater.
Jarvis. Dad, Jarvis always played second...